following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah!
It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Shake, shake, shake. Hey, everybody. Good to have you all with us. Thank you for coming back after whatever we did last week. What did we do last week? I try to forget as soon as we wrap one show and we're off the air. Man, we do appreciate you guys taking us along with you wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to. It's nice to be along for the ride. And you know, it's really easy to bring us along for the ride anywhere. These days, you can download the FM Talk 106.5 app. Did you know FM Talk has over 50 hours every week of local programming? Just like this local program. I think I might start calling it the program. That sounds a lot more important. Program instead of show. All the highbrow shows call themselves a program. But that's okay. Because if you're listening to FM Talk 106.5, you're an informed individual. You know what's going on. You're already up to date. And when it's a big, full news week, you're stressed out. You're full of all that stuff by the end of the week. And that's where we come in. We're just here to make you laugh. It's not rocket science. Which is also good because we can't do that either. Rocket science. We don't do it. Gracing us with his presence today, the lovely Jim Weaver.
Thank you. Hello. Thank you, thank you,
Jim,
thank you.
Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm feeling cutesy today, so I'm going to say it a couple more times, I think.
Oh, joy.
My mother calls you Jim behind your back.
Uh-huh. Well, you know.
I think that's where I picked it up. Yeah, what you grinning at?
You know.
Oh, you guys, that's the look on Jim's face that I only see when he knows my mother is holding on the phone. Put her on through.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Jolene, it's Mama.
Hey, Mom.
Look, I wanted to find out how you're feeling, baby.
Oh, I'm feeling better. I'm okay.
Well, I know you're all congested again. I've told you over and over for years now. You're burning your candle on both sides.
Both ends.
Don't contradict me, Missy.
Sorry.
You're working too hard, Jolene. And I know what a micromanager you are, too.
I'm not.
You have to learn to delegate. You have plenty of people who work in there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Let somebody else do something.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Jimmy. Mm. I know he's doing his share.
Oh, yeah.
Putting up with you is enough.
Mom.
Anyway, I know you're really burning it, Jolene. I know how you people are.
What people would that be?
You and all your radio friends.
Oh, it's on. Here we go.
Going out every night, staying out till all hours.
I don't do that.
Making the scene. I was young once. I know what goes on.
Oh.
Going out to all them fancy dinner buffets. Well, at least them real fancy buffets have a much bigger piece of plexiglass over it.
Yeah.
Much bigger than the one at the steakhouse around the corner from me and your dad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was pretty small.
You know, you need to start doing some more cooking at home, Jolene.
I mean,
I know you don't cook very well, but...
Yeah, well, so now everybody else knows
I
that.
I could come over there and cook a little bit for you.
It's okay.
Really. Of course, you'd have to buy the groceries.
Yeah.
Everything's so expensive now. You know, when I was a girl, your grandmother could send me to the grocery store, and I'd come home with 5 bags of potatoes,
mm-hmm.
2 loaves of bread,
mm-hmm.
3 gallons of milk, 12 eggs.
Lots of...
And, well, I just can't do that anymore.
Too expensive?
Now there's too many freaking security cameras!
Mom!
Now you haven't been drinking after other people, have you, Jolene?
No.
And don't let nobody else touch your food, neither.
I don't let anybody touch my food. Mom!
You know, you're going to keep on letting yourself get run down. No. Next thing you know, you're going to be drinking case after case of those energy drinks.
I don't drink.
And doing all that other stuff.
What other stuff? What are you talking about?
Well, you're going to end up just like Charlie Sheen. I mean, he's been off the scene for a long time now, Jolene. But he was a complete wreck from all his shenanigans.
But I don't do any shenanigans.
Doing all that methamphetamine. I know you go out to California sometimes on your radio business and whatnot.
Not anymore, I don't.
Stay away from him, you hear me?
Mom, the only way I could possibly be around Charlie Sheen is if I found a time portal to take me back to 2011. It's not gonna happen, Mom. You're fixating on something very irrelevant.
If Charlie Sheen tries to come near you, mm-hmm. you just call me and your dad.
Okay.
And we'll come up there and take him out.
Okay.
You know, since your dad's been on those new Mega Man Senior vitamins, mm-hmm. he's just got all this energy. And I certainly don't have any use for it, so he needs to go up there and kick some ass.
Okay, I'll let you know if Charlie Sheen blasts from the past and causes us any problems. Mom, did you need something?
You know, I'm really not remembering why I called. I'm sure I needed you to take me somewhere.
I'm sure you did, too. Yeah.
Can't remember where it was.
I'm sure it'll come to you.
I'll call you when I think of it.
Okay, Mom.
Love you, baby.
Love you, too. I'll talk to you later.
Popping the top on a big old can of crazy. It's the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure, which counteract the negative effects of stress. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a beetle in a haystack.
How do we get in this haystack?
He knows
this
is wrong.
Who put a haystack in the studio?
You could post your job to some job board and hope you come together with something that makes you say, I want you.
Are you sure this is hay?
What else would it be?
Roll it and smoke it.
But with RipZapruder's powerful technology, it searches here, there, and everywhere. Across the universe for the person you've got to get into your life. Whether it be a permanent position or a day tripper that says hello, goodbye. Let it be RipZapruder who finds you a quality candidate as quick as yesterday. Because tomorrow never knows.
It's all in the hair.
Ugh, there's bugs in here.
Skip the long and winding road. When the boss says, don't let me down, make him say, I feel fine. Get back to the best. Or the Ringo.
Talking about you.
Don't get personal. He's very clean.
When you need help, RipZapruder finds you the beetle in the haystack.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for taking us along with you this weekend. It is so much more fun when we're together. It just is. I've said this more than a couple of times, but every city, town, whether it's a big city, small town, everybody's got a midtown. I know we sure do on both sides of the bay. And, you know, the people who live there, they're just a little different. They got a different air about them. And when we travel through midtown or go there to shop or eat, get our hair did, whatever we're doing, you know, it kind of changes our state of mind a little bit as well. Okay, maybe not, but my Aunt Belle certainly is of that opinion. So just roll with it for her, okay?
Midtown girl, she's busy living in her midtown world. She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a midtown girl. When she goes running, always feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood. On Sunday morning, she brunches, loves holding hay. When she's walking, she's even friendly to people that she can't stand. She's down to earth and stuff, far from all the foof and fluff. She's a midtown girl. Her house is old, a sweet historical. birthday Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias. They're really old.
Midtown Goyle attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only Midtown knows. Helps out at carpool, then drives through latte in hand.
Latte gray.
Their kids play soccer. They dance or they march in band. She's loyal and she is true. Shops too much when she gets blue. She's a Midtown girl.
Hey, did you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Uh-huh. Well, it ain't gonna last. And I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was preparing melons all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Rick's on a Stick, where everything is fried on a stick. You pick a stick, you go to the buffet table, stick your stick into what you pick. Chicken, hot dogs, apples, candy bars, taters, small marsupials, and more. Then you take what you picked on your stick and stick your pick in the deep fryer. When it's done, pull it out, then lick what you picked for your stick and stick it in your kisser. Rick's on a Stick. They're thick with hicks, getting their kicks with sticks.
Ooh, the whole time they were recording that, it made me really nervous. We'll be right back with more show. Don't you go anywhere. Are you planning a wedding reception, graduation party, or any other event this year? Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900 or visit on the web at neimanscatering.com.
Hello, come right in and lie down on the couch. Please, tell me your name again.
Amazon.com.
What's troubling you?
It seems that with every passing day, I'm filled with more hostility toward A&A Vacuum.
Is that a person?
No, you fathead, it's a store.
Okay, so why do you hate A&A Vacuum Store?
Because their machine prices are much lower than mine. They assemble your machine for you free. They have free delivery. Their service is over the top.
Accept the reality that A&A Vacuum cannot be beat.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road in Mobile.
Roxbury.
Roxbury.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. We thank you for visiting with us. It's a lot more fun when you guys are around to serve as a buffer between all of us. It's better for our mental health. It really is. Be sure to follow the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour page on Facebook. We post a podcast of this show every Saturday, so you never have to miss us. Also, you need to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's free, and you'll have access to all your favorite podcasts. FM Talk's got over 50 hours a week of local programming. That's a big deal. Outdoor shows, indoor shows, shut the front door shows like this one. It's just a good app to have. And you know, Jim, I neglected to ask you, how was your Mother's Day weekend?
Mine was fine, you know. Mom.
It is a day all about mom.
Got to see baby Sarah over the weekend. That's always a good time.
Yep. How about Donna?
I think she had a pretty good Mother's Day and not too much trauma, not too much drama.
Two things I don't want any day.
None of that.
Now, I am glad that we worked out how the whole Weaver crew is going to come down to visit. You know, they're not staying in our main house. They're going to stay in the man cave yurt. I measured it off in there. You've got plenty room for like 5 or 6 air mattresses.
It is what it is. Sometimes we just got to fit everybody where we can fit everybody.
Listen, when I was growing up at our house down the bay, we had beds all over the house. So everything's going to be fine. Is that a phone call from Adeline for me on hold?
Yeah.
Bring it.
Let's do it.
Hi, Jolene. It's Adeline.
Hey, good to hear from you. What are you guys doing this weekend?
Well, Jeb and I decided to take the Airstream out for a stroll, see if we could find us a festival to enjoy and maybe camp somewhere for a few days before it gets so awful hot.
Yes, it's coming.
You know, it happens like overnight down here, don't it?
It really does.
I cannot take another summer like last summer.
It was brutal last summer, for sure.
It was the worst.
Well, it was the worst since the summer before that was the worst. I always say that. This summer's worse than any other summer.
We kind of do, don't we?
I do.
It's just because we forget how that heat felt.
Sometimes, yeah.
And when it comes back as hot as it was last summer, we are always shocked and surprised.
The worst summer heat we've ever
experienced.
Had. Uh-huh. Hey!
I'm sorry, I have a beverage.
That's something that you've recently started doing. You can't do that on the air. I don't care if you have a beverage or not. Don't belch.
So we thought we'd visit over at Dolphin Island.
Okay, lovely.
I do love the campgrounds there.
John Bell camps out there all the time.
You know, I had an idea. Why don't you get your Aunt Bell to do her beachside cooking segment from here?
Well,
it is gorgeous down on Dolphin Island, and I think that she could make some fast friends down here.
I think she could, too. I think that's a wonderful idea. That's an idea I had several years ago. I wanted to set up and do the cooking segment, the beachside cooking segment there on Dolphin Island. But somebody there was pretty quick to let me know our show wasn't really a good fit. And not so many words.
What did they say?
Well, they called us lowbrow.
Lowbrow?
Uh-huh.
Lowenbrow! Man, I used to love that beer. If Dolphin Island has Lowenbrow, I'm there.
You're already here, Jeb. Besides, we ain't talking about beer. We're talking about Jolene's show being lowbrow.
Which it is not.
What? No beer?
I don't know anything about Lowenbrow beer. Look it up.
My bad.
Okay. What were we talking about?
Lowbrow.
Yeah.
Who said that?
I don't remember. Just somebody.
Oh, yes, you do, Jolene. Don't even try to act like you don't remember. You remember everything.
I do.
Your show is not lowbrow.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Move along.
Whose foot do I need to accidentally step on, then twist real hard?
Nobody. It doesn't matter. I don't even...
You know me. I can start winding up down here if you need somebody took care of.
No. It's fine. Everybody has an opinion. Plus, it was a long time ago, and you don't need to talk about going and whooping up on somebody just because they called us lowbrow. In doing so, you're kind of making their point. You got me? So cool your jets.
All right. Well, Okay. Anyway, since we're here, we are going to camp out down here for the weekend.
I think it's a fine idea. What are you going to do?
I have no idea.
You know, you could take the ferry and check out the Sand in My Boots Festival.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, kind
of. Well, first of all, it is my worst nightmare. A beach full of other people's children.
Oh, I got it.
Babies out there, Jolene.
Well, they're not babies. They're just young people.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
And you know how I feel about children.
You bring it up every show, every time you're on the show. Everybody knows you're not a fan of small
children.
Second
of all, I usually don't know who any of the acts are.
We need to wrap this up because you're kind of making the point of the lowbrow commenter.
Speaking of drawers.
No.
Did I tell you that I found a package of 6 pairs of really cute drawers in the grocery store the other day?
Stop it.
I have never bought drawers in the grocery store.
Hey, and stop that. What is going on? Are you trying to get us in trouble with Sean Sullivan?
Try and make it over here for our afternoon cocktails, why don't you? Remember, we pour at 3. Bye.
Good grief. What's that, Jim? I did? Okay. Jim says I got a call during Adeline's segment from our cousin Brooks. Brooks is a cross-country truck driver. He has been known to get slickered into delivering all sorts of stuff here to Roxbury Farms. Not at my request. One of our loony regular irregulars suckering him. He doesn't know how to say no, is the thing. Brooks, hey, are you there?
Hey, Jolene, I'm kind of in the middle of something. Can I call you back?
You called me. Now you want to call me back. I just need to know if you're hauling something here to the farm.
I can't really talk about it.
Can't talk about what?
Your Aunt Belle told me not to talk about it.
You're delivering something to my farm, and you can't tell me what it is.
Nah.
And it doesn't bother you, keeping something like that from me.
It don't bother me none. Just know I'll be there in a couple of days, and I'll give you a heads up.
Well, that's fine. I do need to know when you're coming. Why won't she let you tell me what it is?
Again, I don't know.
All right. Tell your sweet wife hello. Drive safely. We love y'all.
Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Wait. Don't leave me hanging.
Well, let them truckers roll, Tempo.
Hey! Oh boy, there's a season when the pollen is high and I'm a sneezing and nothing is dry. My nose I'm squeezing with the Kleenex I keep nearby all around me. My eyes are itching like I hit a skunk. My lungs are twitching. I'm coughing up junk. My head's a bitching. I want this funk to hurry up and abandon me. I let my nose flow like a mountain stream. I let a sneeze go like I'm letting off steam. I let a cough throw stuff that's from a bad dream. Allergy season. I let the
good day. Welcome to Lesson 42 for Daily Life in Alabama, USA. While spending time in Alabama, you are likely to come in contact with other females with whom you have had no prior exposure. Depending on the establishment you visit, the class and social graces of these females is likely to vary greatly. Thus, you may find yourself in unfamiliar territory. Therefore, you must educate yourself and become familiar with the skank. The skank will typically locate herself in an environment conducive to her nature and is easily identifiable. However, when groomed and recently showered, these women have a keen ability to deceive and would appear to blend in with decent society. It could be your best friend's ex-husband's new girlfriend or your 23-year-old son's new 41-year-old girlfriend. It's the woman who wears inappropriate clothing and was solely responsible for the absolutely no more casual Fridays memo. Skanks are also known to gather at establishments offering a 7-layer taco dip bar from 4 to 8 p.m. This is not to be confused with the hors d'oeuvres table, which is covered in another lesson.
This
altogether.
Portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Hannah's Banana USA. Cabana. You get everything banana. Banana pudding, banana splits, banana Rama CDs. You can even get a can of Hannah's Banana Santana Bandana Roseanne Rosanna Dana Vanna White Manna. Don't monkey around elsewhere.
Hey, hey, with the monkeys.
Hannah's Banana Cabana, where the bananas have appeal.
When we come back, I hope I can find out what exactly is in Brooks's truck on its way to Roxbury Farms. We'll see. Stay right where you are.
Whoa, hey, this is Earl T reminding you that, I can't remember what it is that I'm reminding you of, but it has something to do with the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, man.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. We are very happy to have you with us. It's so much more fun when we spend time together. And the best part is, we do all the work, and you just have to have a good time. That's it. That's the only job you have. Oh, and you also have to download the FM Talk 106.5 app, because that's where you can get all your podcasts in one handy-dandy place. And you also need to follow us the show on Facebook. It's the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour page. We post our podcast there as well, and we can all just have a good time together and enjoy life on our beautiful Gulf Coast.
Someone with very odd taste requested the following.
Oh, look at that bathing beauty. 36, 24, 36. Yeah, gotta have them.
At two, Alec.
I'm kind of getting into this.
Ooh, yeah.
Give me, give me, give me.
Oh, all right.
Ow, I need something big. Tramp. Make them spicy, spicy, spicy. Make them hot, I ain't no whip. I need some big.
We like some big.
Swam.
Not bad, Bill.
Thank you.
I need them fast. I need them slow. Yeah, this is how the story goes. I went to get me some shrimp. Cause I was trying out a new recipe.
Earl, please wash your hands first.
How many pounds? And what count do you need?
Oh, let's see. Give me two. Give me four. I'll make it six just to make them big. Some big.
Big.
Tramp.
We sound like Destiny's Child.
No, we don't.
Make them spicy, spicy. Make them hot. I ain't no whip. I need some big.
He likes some big.
Tramp.
I like this.
Me too.
I peel them fast. And eat them slow. Eat them up before they go. Eat them up now. Eat
see
up,
everybody eat next week.
Cha-cha dolls from Belle's Kitchen. I believe I'm getting my groove on.
Yeah, you're getting something on.
Well, at least I'm trying.
I've never seen anybody step on their own feet.
Here's a better way to do that.
Go, Alec. Go, Alec. Go, Alec.
Hey, he's knocking. Alec, you're knocking over some plates.
We need to stop him. That's my good china. That's my good china.
Oh, yeah.
You know, many moons ago, Sean Sullivan and I were having lots of fun on an unnamed morning show, and I made a call to my beloved Aunt Catherine in New Orleans to get her recipe for gumbo. Now, this recipe was not written down anywhere. Nothing ever got passed along to me. I guess they knew I couldn't cook very well. What was the point? But she was always ready to guide me.
A long time ago, on the morning show, far, far away.
Hey, Aunt Catherine, it's Jolene. Look, you know I'm a disaster in the kitchen, but I want to at least try to make gumbo, and yours is so good. I need you to tell me what to do.
Okay. All right, you need like 3 tablespoons of cooking oil.
Ma'am?
Cooking oil.
I got you.
Okay, when that's hot, you put in 2 tablespoons of flour.
Okay.
You leave it to get a little brown. You cut up 2 big onions. Huh. You put that down. When your gravy, when your roux starts getting a little brown, you put your onions in and leave it cook on a slow fire. I could say simmer.
All right. What happens when I simmer it?
Gets a little brown. A
little brown, okay.
And then you put in at least 5 toads of garlic.
Toads?
Toad.
Toes?
Toad.
Garlic.
Garlic. Okay, and then you put at least 3 tablespoons of green onion. Then you put 2 spoons of parsley, and you put just a little bit of sweet pepper because that'll take away the taste of your food. You know how sweet pepper is. It's a taste of its own. And then you put, your sweet pepper, I tell you that.
I got the sweet pepper.
And then you leave that cook down a little bit. And then you take and you put in about 3 pounds of shrimp, 6 crabs.
6 whole crabs?
Yeah. You gotta take the legs apart and all the other mess, like you would to take and cook, to eat them. And you leave that cook for a little while. Leave it simmer for a while. You gotta keep stirring it. Then you put in, say, 4 or 5 quarts of water.
So I gotta simmer all that stuff, yeah?
It's on a low fire. Then you take and it'll go down about maybe about 1 inch. And you can take and turn it real, real low. And as soon as you turn your fire off, you add your filet. It's about 1/2 teaspoon. Turn it off and it's ready to eat. You put your salt and your pepper that you need.
All right, so what's the total cook time here?
Oh, it takes, you have to cook it up at least 3 hours, honey.
3 hours?
2.5 to 3 hours. Real low. I don't cook on a high fire. Never did.
Grandma LaBeouf said you cooked on nothing but high fires. We won't get into that. So what about a side dish?
You fix rice?
I love rice.
Okay.
I miss that lady. Sweet Aunt Catherine Letellier. So let's keep the cooking thing going. This lady definitely does not like to cook. Grew up on nothing but sandwiches when visiting her house. Right now we're going to join Belle Cadeau in her beachside kitchen. What? She is? Belle's on the phone. Hey!
Hey, sugar, it's Belle.
Where are you? It's time for your segment.
I'm not going to make the cooking segment today.
You can't keep doing this.
I know, but I'm in the middle of something way more important, Jolene.
What's more important?
Calm yourself.
What's more important than your obligation to this show?
I heard Adeline mention earlier she bought a pop at the grocery store.
A pop?
Yes, pop. That stands for package of panties.
Don't say that word.
Oh, grow up, dear. You need to tell everyone why I made up the acronym.
I am not.
Tell them or I will.
Oh, you can just go ahead, then. I'm not talking about...
Panties.
Don't say it.
Jolene can't stand the word. So whenever anyone in the family is talking about them...
Don't.
The P word.
Don't.
Which is panties. We have to use the acronym where applicable.
Okay. Okay, it's out there.
Which, by the way, lowbrow shows don't use words such as applicable. I'm just saying.
So where have you been?
I've been busy all day trying to locate the grocery store where Adeline found a package of...
Underwear.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found it, and I bought several pops.
Okay.
The package of bright spring colors was beckoning to me, Jolene, and they had my size.
That would be a...
Uh-huh.
...size we don't disclose. So, this package of underwear was very attractive. Attracting.
It was amazing. Mm-hmm. There were 6 pair kind of vacuum sealed in this fun package, so the underwear actually looked smaller in the package.
Hmm. And the appearance of smaller underwear is beneficial?
This was great because, as you know, everyone in the checkout line stares at what you're buying, right?
Right.
I mean, what else do they have to do?
Nothing. Very boring in the checkout line.
So when the chick behind me was staring at my purchases, she was impressed with my small size package of underwear.
I don't think she was paying attention to that at all. I don't think so.
Of course she was.
So you're thinking that she was looking at your package of smaller sized underwear, thinking, wow, I'm impressed that this older woman has not let herself go.
She might not have said it out loud, but that's what she was thinking.
Man, I don't even know what to say in response to that, really.
Listen, doll, call your mother and tell her I'm bringing her a pop, too, though hers are a size larger.
I'm not calling
Mom. She always had a bigger caboose than me, Jolene.
Okay.
I'm bringing you a pop, too.
I don't need a pop.
I don't know what size they are.
I didn't ask, and it doesn't matter.
I had to get them to open up another crate from the top shelf. That's where they keep the big one.
Stop!
And by the way, your sweet cousin Brooks is going to be visiting each store and making power buys of more.
Brooks, that makes complete sense now. Now I know what he's bringing here, and I know why he wouldn't tell me what it was. He didn't want to say that word. More grocery store underwear.
Yes.
Great.
Jolene, the colors are amazing, and it makes me feel amazing wearing them.
Well, how do they feel?
They're quite comfortable. 100% cotton. And I'm not talking about just the crotch. I mean the whole thing.
I'll take a look at the packages when they get here.
Fabulous. By the way, where is Earl? I'm going to be storing some of them in the bunkhouse, too.
He's not here. I think he's doing some kind of side hustle. He doesn't even work around here, so I don't know what he's doing.
No bother.
You'll have to find him.
I'll handle it. Ta-ta for now.
Yeah, Earl really did mention something about getting a side job. I think he left me a note somewhere in this pile of paper. Yes, I still have piles of paper. Not everything's on computer or on my phone. Oh my. Okay, here's a note from Earl. If you are looking for me this weekend, I'm going to be making some extra cash, taking part in a test program for a new travel app for men only called Drive Guy. For guys who would rather travel in a kind of man cave on wheels. Later, dudes. Oh, and dudettes. Love, Earl. Okay. Any kind of transportation where Earl is at the wheel can't be good. I don't know. Might be a good concept.
Hey, are you Joe?
Yeah. Are you my drive guy? You were supposed to be here 15 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. I had to stop and pick up some brews.
Forgiven. Take me to Frogger's Deli. I'm meeting my wife there.
Yeah, I guess if you gotta.
Are you delivering this pizza here on the seat?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, I forgot all about it, man. Help yourself.
When were you supposed to deliver it?
Last Friday.
I guess it's still good. Got any napkins? Paper towels?
See my jacket back there?
Yeah.
Use the sleeve.
Roger that. Anything to drink?
Didn't I mention the brews?
My man!
Where did you say you were going?
Frogger's Deli. You know where it is?
Oh, sure, no prob.
Because you're going the wrong way, I think.
Dude, let me stop and think about this. Give me a slice.
I think you go down Broadmoor.
I think I need more broads.
Excuse me, do you guys need directions? I can give you directions. Are you guys lost?
No.
My wife is gonna kill me.
Are you about to be late?
I was late when I called you.
Whoa. Hey, if she's gonna kill you anyway, I know where there's a poker game with seats available.
I can't go with that.
Get back on your Drive Guy app and ask for Tony.
Okay, he knows where the game is?
The game is in the back of his van.
Epic. That's a 5-star rating for you, pal.
I don't think Earl T has had a 5-star rating of any kind. Bless his heart. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but we will be right back with more show.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3.
Roxbury.
When the stresses of the day get you down, settle down into a nice hot bath. Open a bottle of champagne. Take a sip. Isn't it wonderful? The way the tiny bubbles tickle your nose. Now, pour it over your head. The tiny bubbles tickle your hair. Then turn into a rich, luxurious lather.
Oh.
This is no ordinary champagne.
No.
It's Shampoo-pain.
Yay!
The delicious beverage that relaxes your body while cleansing and deep conditioning your hair. Why settle for ordinary shampoo?
I don't know.
It tastes terrible. Instead, for those special moments, enjoy Shampoo Pain. Especially for those times in the big tub or shower when you're not alone.
Ooh la la.
Toast each other. Douse each other. Give each other's scalp a vigorous cleansing rub.
Ooh.
Rinse and repeat.
Ooh.
Your hair will have an intoxicating shine. Pick up some Shampoo Pain.
It's so luxurious.
Available wherever finer vintage champagnes are sold. Also at select truck stops and weigh stations.
Do you have enough toilet paper for you and your family's survival? Don't wait to face a shortage like back in 2020. We send you toilet paper compressed into 100 or more 8x3x4 bricks, each one containing the equivalent of 200 rolls. You can even use these bricks of paper to build an extra wall in your home or basement. Or, in extreme conditions, you can eat the paper and get the fiber you need to survive. Your bricks of TP will arrive in an unmarked flatbed truck to protect your privacy and prevent neighbor ridicule. Go to mypapersupply.com. Do what you have to do so you can face Armageddon with a clean conscience.
And now, another song parody by the Roxbury Players, which means we didn't write the good part.
We're fuzzy and cute and we eat nuts. We got big fuzzy tails up on our butts. But still some people just hate our guts. They want to turn us into fuzzy cold cuts.
What is all this? Look at this mess. This is not how I left this yard. Spent the weekend in my yard, making things pretty and working hard. But Monday morning when I walked out, they were chewing and digging, yeah, trashing it out. Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels.
Ask me about their George.
Racing round, breaking my flower pots.
What?
Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels.
Oh, this is tasty.
At the hummingbird feeder doing nectar shots.
Yum.
squirrels, squirrels, squirrels.
Who wants some of this? Come and get it.
Eating all my kitty's food.
Hey, you snooze, you lose, cat.
Having coffee out on my porch. About broke my neck over a tiki torch. Can't leave nothing out. I can't set things down. These squirrels want to run me out of town.
Please.
Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels.
Time.
Ate all my tulip bulbs from Amsterdam. Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels. Yeah, they're cute and they're fluffy, but they're out of hand. Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels.
Whee!
Cracking nuts on the stone St. Francis head.
Tasty.
Did you hear the noise?
They
were making late last night. They pooped on the patio and tore out all the screens. I'm usually such a good girl. I'd like to choke a few squirrels.
Get away, you.
Honey, why are you out here in the yard screaming?
Look.
What?
Look at that one.
What? Where?
Look at that one over there.
Uh-huh.
You said he's eating the pool noodles.
Oh, for credit. Squirrel, come here, you.
Can you catch him?
Come here, you thanks. Get away from me. Whoa.
Oh, man. Okay, squirrels.
Fine.
We're going, but we're coming back with traps. We're going to relocate you little
gooses. Good luck with that.
I'll be back.
Hey, Ralph, hit that guitar. Hey, nice sound there, Ralphie boy. Oh, that's kind of smart.
You think that's bad? Break one.
Jennifer's wedding day was fast approaching. Nothing could dampen her excitement.
I am not putting up with this anymore.
Putting up with what?
Not even her parents' nasty divorce. Her mother had found the perfect dress to wear and would be the best-dressed mother of the bride ever. A week later, Jennifer was horrified to learn that her father's new young wife had bought the exact same dress as her mother.
Oh, my goodness.
Jennifer asked her father's new young bride to exchange it, but she refused.
Yeah, right. I look like a million bucks in this dress, and I'm totally wearing it.
Jennifer told her mother, who graciously said,
"Never mind, sweetheart. I'll get another dress. After all, it's your special day."
A few days later, they went shopping and did find another gorgeous dress for her mother. When they stopped for lunch, Jennifer asked her mother,
"Aren't you going to return the other dress? I mean, you're really not going to wear it anywhere else, are you?"
Her mother just smiled and replied,
"Wait for it."
"Of course I'm going to wear it, dear. I'll be wearing it to the rehearsal dinner the night before the wedding."
Sweet.
Game, set, and match.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Norman Bates Cold Cuts. Norman will slice you up some ham. He'll take a stab at a sandwich. How about a nice slice of pie? He'll shower you with goodies. He'll kill you with good service. He'll introduce you to his mom. She's been dying to meet you. Go on, check into Norman Bates Cold Cuts. He'll check you out permanently.
It's the political blockbuster book of the year. It names names. It pulls no punches. It tells you what happened and what didn't happen when what happened happened, and don't let anybody tell you it didn't happen. It reveals the lies behind the rumors, behind the truth, behind the conspiracies to hide the truth, behind the rumors, behind the lies. This book, written by an author who knows how to write books, is sold on Amazon and bookstores that carry it. You'll be shocked. You'll be amazed. You'll be out $16. Don't wait to hear the fake news that may come out about the way fake news has destroyed the truths behind the conspiracies, all of which are words you'll find in this book, in some order. Get it now, because if you don't, you won't have it.
That's going to do it for us this week. On behalf of all the Roxbury Players, thanks for taking us along with you. And you can always take us and all your favorite local shows at FM Talk 106.5 with you if you download their app. And it is free. Be good, be kind, be joyful. Be here when we come back next week. We'll see you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America! Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.